Okay, I'm not this. I'm going to show you a little bit about what other programs have used Wikispaces for. We've been doing this for about 5 years, and they've become very popular. And this isn't a how-to, but I can show you privately how to. Okay, so right now you have.
Yeah, I should mention the people that volunteer. Marty will do a one-to-one training if needed. Right, Marty?
Okay. Yes. Okay. So right now your program's here, and so long as the program's running, there'll be a link over on the right side, which will take you. I've preloaded a lot of pages in case the internet fails or something. It'll take you to your homepage on the KITP here at the KITP. And among the things here are links to your photos, if you've had your picture taken, links to the recordings of the talks, and links to your Wikispace, which is on a different server. And this is what your homepage looks like. And I'll review a little bit what's here. There's a menu which will grow with time, I hope. And there are some links back to relevant pages at the KITP, some of which are duplicated from your homepage. And there's a link to a participant page, for example, which, if you haven't found it, shows all the people who have confirmed visits to this program. That can be sorted by arrival date or departure date, so you can see exactly who's going to be here when.
Why don't you click on arrive? You click on arrive?
Sure.
See, this is the amazing feature which I didn't know.
And so you can see when people are coming, when people are leaving, and so forth. Okay, so these are useful links. Among the items here, there's a useful information page, which you can take note of. There's a distribution list that's set up by the Institute, and this is the email distribution link or address. It has all the people who are currently here, plus all the people who are expected to come the following week. So if you want to send a message to other participants currently, you can easily do that. If for some reason you're not getting it, you can. It's like what they call a list server. You can automatically put yourself on, or if you're getting messages you don't want to get, you can take yourself off. And there's other information here about some regular events that go on, like at 4 o'clock on Tuesdays, there's a physics department colloquium, which is often of interest, and we don't schedule things to compete with that, and some other information. So that's one of the pages that you may find useful. There's a schedule page or talks and discussion page, which will be a primary source of information for you and will be updated as things get scheduled. And this will probably be even more current than the KITP calendar, although the KITP calendar will follow this. One of the nice things how many people have used wikis before at all? Yeah, it's growing and growing. So that's great. So I don't have to convince you that, you know, it has a lot of advantages over, say, exchanges of emails. But to show you another program schedule, this was from Cluster's Master Physics program in last year, 2009. And you can just, you know, it gives you a record of all the talks. You can link to other pages which have descriptions of the talks, or you can link to the home page of the speaker or any other source you want. One of the features of all every page has a notify me tab. If you want to get either email notices or RSS feeds, which I can explain if you don't know. For instance, if you want to get notification of changes that occur on the schedule, you can just sign up to get a notice and it'll come to you when there's been a change. And it's very easy to see that what's crossed out is in red, what's added is in green. It takes a second, it's very nice. So every page also has a discussion associated with it. If you want to comment on the page, it's like a bulletin board that's attached to every page. So, but you don't want to post something right on the page. You can send a message to all the participants that way. There's a social activities page, which will grow. This one's also from the Clusters program, which had whale watching, movies, bowling, wine tasting. Well, I guess they went more than once or different times or something. There's a page where you can add bio sketches. These are research profiles, which if you want to find out, if you want to let people know what your interests are, just like we went around the room here, you can post a very short paragraph which tells what, you know, where you're from, maybe what your current interests are, a link to another site where you have more information, and whatever.
This is our climate program.
This was the climate program. Yeah. This was, right. And if somebody's ambitious, they can add some images, take pictures of your hikes or whatever. This is an ecologist explaining the history of the fire-burned area from the tree. And this is an example of another. And if you follow the simple instructions, it'll automatically create this table of contents for you. You can have a page of references. It's a way of sharing information. So a wiki is both a way of enhancing scientific communication and a way of enhancing social interaction or networking. And you can see that if you want to share some references with people that you think would be of common interest, you can simply post them on a page like that. And it doesn't have to be formal. This is actually production of the Elements and Stars, which somebody put up for another program. And you'll be discussing, I guess, this afternoon, what are the issues that may be ripe for addressing during this program, or you can ask really big questions like, what's the origin of quantum mechanics? But probably you want to focus on something a little narrower, and you can put up a record here of them. Now, people who are here now, but you'll be leaving, you can kind of follow along what's going on, both by listening to talks that you are interested in, and also by seeing what's going on the wiki, and you could even comment on while you're not here. So it's a way of staying in touch, keeping your information up to date if you're interested. And as far as the mechanics of the wiki goes, there's a practice site that I set up called Test 123 Test, which has illustrations of lots of things, and you can just play around here. It's a very simple menu-driven thing. Every page has an edit, but it can also do some sophisticated things. It will interpret LaTeX, for example. So if you want to write an equation, you know how to do LaTeX.
Wow.
All you have to do is surround it with math, and I mean, this is the code for what stands here. So there actually is a lot. There are a lot of things. This can do. And every page is menu driven. So for example, this is from another one. You just click on edit and it'll give you a menu of options, and you can just enter whatever you wish and just type whatever you want and save it. So it would be nice to have, as our organizer said, be nice to have someone to help others if they have questions. I'll be happy to help someone who's willing to volunteer. So there's a list of all the past, with links to all the past wikis for all the programs we've had now over the last 5 years. Most of them, I mean, this is available to you 24/7. It's under your control. You don't have to ask any computing people to do anything for you. And its reliability, at least the last 5 years, is like 99.9%. So that it's always there and available to you.
It's reciting somewhere else. It's reciting where?
Hmm? It's cited, actually, this little group of people who do this are in San Francisco.
So this whole stuff is sitting in San Francisco. It's freely available to anybody right now. So it's not locked off. So does anybody can
go
read?
No, we're going to, right. Yeah, it's open to reading, but only members can edit and post. And we're going to send a message, perhaps right after this meeting, around inviting you to join. So that's all there is to it. Any questions? Yes.
So having the map, the tech there in the map mode, that's very nice. What if we want to draw a figure? Maybe we can talk about supporting asymptote code, which is a standard that I'm a co-author of for doing.
I don't know that. Code.
Tech-aware graphics. It's called asymptote. It's Tech Live, for example.
I don't know. I don't know that we can introduce the code, but any image could be posted. So you'd probably, if you want to share the facility, and people want to compose drawings, this doesn't let you sort of draw in real time.
You could post a PNG image.
Yeah, you can.
We actually have asymptote. I've seen it done on one wiki, and it's quite nice, where you can actually just type the code in and it makes vector graphics.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so maybe you'd like to share that with other people, and then people can use that and upload images and so forth.
But you need to plug it, it's not there.
Well, they would have to install us into one service. Yeah.
Well, we can talk to these guys in San Francisco. They seem to be very flexible, right? Open-minded, no?
Yeah, we can contact them if there's something you want them to do. I don't know all of its capabilities, but we can find out. Thanks for the suggestion. Any other comments or questions? Well,
can you export the pages?
Excuse me?
Can you export the pages to PDF or Open Office?
Yes. I don't think there's a print button, but you know. There is an export, but I don't remember if it's. I'll have to look myself.
Most you are the edit mode. Out here, export. Export. Last line.
Yeah, but I think it's the whole site, and I think that only organizers can do that. That.
Yeah, but PDF, you can print the whole thing up.
You can.
Yeah, because it's nice to.
You can back the thing up. You can save the whole thing. But I'm not sure that you can say. The only way I know to do it is to paste the page into the printer.